Amen. It is so good to be here to worship today, isn't it? And each day of our life is really an act of worship as we commit our hearts and our lives to worship our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That when we worship, we serve Him. That's why it's called worship service. And so while we're here at the worship service today, we'll be leaving for worship service as we leave this place. I just thank the Lord for our worship team and for our choir and praise team and, you know, the time, our instrumentalists, the time that they put into leading us in worship and committing their hearts to prepare for our Sunday morning time. In fact, I wasn't planning on saying this, but listen, you may have a gift, a talent. You may have the ability to sing or play an instrument. I hope that that's not sitting idle over there on the sidelines. You know, listen, we need you. We need you as you render yourself to the Lord and you offer yourself to the Lord to use those talents. I mean, some of y'all grew up playing in the Nederland or Port Nature's Groves Band, maybe even Bridge City or wherever it was. You learned to play an instrument. And man, since high school, you haven't done much with it. What in the world are you doing? You think God allowed you to learn how to play that instrument so that you could just tuck it away and stick it in the closet? I mean, listen, somebody's bound to be able to play a saxophone, right? Come on, we need a saxophone up there. That just happens to be one of my favorite instruments, okay? How about a trumpet, you know? Come on. And, anyways, I hope you'll join in worship and use your talents for the Lord. And you say, well, there's not room for me up there. Listen, they'll make room for you. You get with Guy and, you know, they'll find out some way to use you, okay? Would you do that? Well, today's story is a real life story. You've heard the scripture read, and so you know the story, or at least you think you know the story. I thought I knew this story as well. When I think about this woman who's caught in the act of adultery, I think about this woman who really falls prey not only to the hands of a man who abuses her body, but to the hands of a religious bunch of people who will in turn abuse her as well. They will use her just like the man who used her the night before. When I think about this woman who's caught in the act of adultery, who's brought before Jesus in this setting to entrap Jesus, I think about what Nicodemus said at the end of chapter 7. Nicodemus made it clear. Remember Nicodemus? He was the one who came to Jesus by night in John chapter 3. And he came to faith and believe in Christ. And he reminded the religious leaders who were trying to trap Jesus that according to the law, which is very important, according to the law, that a person who was going to be tried and convicted, that they had to be brought before their court. You just can't convict somebody. You just can't try somebody on your own. This isn't some little